The Commonwealth's plan identifies actions to reduce the amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment entering the bay from sewage treatment plants, industrial facilities, urban areas, agriculture, and septic systems. It also establishes new water quality standards for the James River. The plan aims to reduce farm runoff and implement greater efficiency in wastewater treatment plants that will lead to an additional reduction of 1.6 million pounds of foreign substances entering the James and eventually the Chesapeake Bay. Anthony Moore is the Assistant Secretary for Chesapeake Bay Restoration.
There are several goals that we hope to meet on the Chesapeake Bay: having the water clearer, have less pollutants, and also make it economically viable for the seafood industry and the industries that are involved in Chesapeake Bay.
Virginia must meet 60% of the EPA's best management practices by 2017 and 100% by 2025. The state estimates the cost of meeting these deadlines will be at least $7 billion. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.